FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
With the general election over a month away, the IEC is now printing the ballot papers many of us will be putting an X on. It gave an update on preparations yesterday. Chief Electoral Officer Simon Mabolo says it's important for voters to carefully review each of the ballots. All voters will receive three different ballot papers. The national PR ballot will be for the seats in the National Assembly. You can only vote for political parties on this dual-column ballot. Mamabolo says the provincial ballots will be unique to each province.
This ballot will allow voters to choose between a political party or an independent candidate to represent them in the provincial legislature.
The third ballot is being introduced for the first time in next month's elections. Mamabolo explains what it's for.
With respect to the regional ballot or the province to national ballot, it will have political parties and independent candidates contesting for seats reserved for each province in the National Assembly. Voters will use this ballot to elect a political party or an independent to represent them in the National Assembly.
And Mamabolo says all ballot papers will contain the following.
Full registered name of the party, the registered abbreviated name of the party, the registered emblem or symbol of the party, the photograph of the registered party leader. In respect of independent candidates, the ballot papers will have the name of the independent candidate, the photograph bearing the face of the independent candidate, and the word independent capitalized.
The National Energy Regulator has apologized for the confusion over new guidelines that allows Eskom to implement load shedding from stages 1 to 16. Earlier this month, NERSA published the approved Code of Practice Edition 3, which caused widespread panic. Nhlanhla Gumede, who's responsible for electricity generation at the authority, has apologized for the misunderstanding. Speaking at a media briefing online, Gumede explains that while stage 16 of the blackouts would be unlikely, they had to ensure there was a plan in place.
Firstly, NRS 048 was never intended to indicate that there is an imminent danger. And if that was the message that came through, we truly have to apologize.
And seven jurors have so far been picked to sit in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York. The jury members selected so far are four men and three women, including a salesman, a nurse, two lawyers and a teacher. A 12-person jury and up to six alternates must ultimately be chosen. The former U.S. president denies falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to an adult film star. As he left court in New York, the 77-year-old again hit out at the claims.
The whole world is watching this New York legal system. This is all really election interference at the highest level. It all comes out of Washington.
Dublin's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. I'm Natara Nadesan for Newswatch.